Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast. What to watch
on Point of View.
This is how we bring in the weekend, and I don't understand what did he play the promo?
He did. He was very kind today.
Okay, I'm here now. we're now watching films. We're in the weekend. We are doing this. Leroy, welcome. Hello.
How are y'all doing?
We've got the long weekend.
Yes.
So you've really dished up some really, really nice goss here. Mm. Lovely things for people to go see if you want to go to the theatre. Some lovely stuff for children too.
Yes.
You are very kind.
Yes, yes.
So should we start there with the theatre, with the Joburg Theatre?
Yeah. So what
Cole Jr.
Yeah. So it's a play on Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yes. And for me, it's very beautiful because, long weekends, and this is the beginning of that, sort of, 6 to 8 weeks where we have every other weekend is a public holiday.
That whole Easterish period.
We're going down that route, and so we're very happy that and it runs all the way to the 21st of April. So we also got quite a bit of time at the Joburg Theatre where we've got all the stories of Dr. Seuss coming together in one production. It's a musical. It follows the adventures of Horton the elephant, and then we bring in all the other characters that we really love. The Cat in the Hat who comes out of nowhere. Green eggs and ham. All of it coming out. So it's all about getting the kids, even if they haven't read the book, they'll enjoy it and then be curious to go and read the books, which is what I really enjoy.
Guys, if you can, take the kids there. If you can. It's nice, and it's also a feast for the eyes.
It is. And for us oldies who know the stories, it's so nice to see them being intertwined. Because what they do very well is to take all the various characters of the books and make them into one cohesive story, which you really like. And for me, it does what Harry Potter did for me when I was in primary school, or late primary school.
Where, well, no, well, Harry Potter.
Harry. But
do you see how he did? You see what he did there? He just had to hoid in there.
I just aged myself.
Just tell us. When I was reading Harry Potter.
Because you know what it does? It sparks your curiosity, and you go, I wonder what more do we have in this series? And then you go and you find out, and you go down this lovely rabbit hole of reading. And for me, you have the humpy hair where you just find a new thing to hold on to. So it is at the Joburg Theatre. It's running from the 11th of March all the way to the 21st of April. And yes, you're going to enjoy it.
You're going to be surprised at what I like in your selection.
I'm worried about one in particular.
No, there's one that is just not for me. But you're going to be surprised. Maybe not. So, Alter Kings was my favorite.
I thought it would be.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be. And you know what? Because you...
Man.
So contrary to popular belief, your love of good acting surpasses your disdain for violence.
Yes. Robert De Niro can shoot me anytime.
We love that room. And
he never dies.
And double play. I was very surprised.
He was amazing.
I was so very surprised.
No, stellar stuff.
I saw the trailer for Alto Kings, and I was like, oh, they look very familiar. And I didn't realize that it was Robert De Niro playing both parts. So you get the wonderful experience of seeing Robert De Niro not just once but twice.
He's brilliant, man. This is really, really, I promise you guys, we're not taking a jibe at current actors. It just reminds you of if people are in it for the real reasons.
Yes.
How wonderful. How wonderful.
There's a category of actor who I think has really surpassed what we can term normal talent, right? Like you understand why, because the story also. I mean, I was ready to be bored because it's the kind of Godfather.
So we've seen that before,
And the premise really runs around Robert De Niro plays both Frank Costello and this guy Vito Genovese, right? And they are these sort of kindred souls, these brothers who are part of the mafia. They are Italian American. And they run the streets, but one of them does it above board.
Yes,
he pays his taxes. He has a charity in his name.
He should, because he's a gangster who's experienced.
Who understands that sometimes you must hide in plain sight. Whereas Mr. Castillo feels like no, but you can't be both. You can't be a saint and still be doing this business. But the way Robert does. He keeps the flavor of the moment
because
you really are living in a different world altogether. And also the fact that he's able to play the with shadowy characters. I thought it was layered and layered and layered.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch because, you know, contrary to what sometimes you hear casting director, and this, I'm not sure if we are being fair when we say this, but contrary to what you hear is going on out there, he didn't have to be younger.
No.
He didn't have to be Botoxed to death. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, he just worked. Mm. He just delivered.
I
don't even know if he's got an Instagram account. You see what I'm trying to say? See where I'm going with this?
Exactly, exactly.
He didn't need an Instagram account. He didn't need Botox. He didn't need to be younger.
He came to work.
Ewen.
He came to work.
And he showed all of us.
And I was surprised to hear in one of the interviews that even from a characterization point of view, they even had to put him in two separate trailers.
Amen.
So that he could embody
dress as this.
Two different people. He brought it home. So Alto Kings is coming out.
I'm repeating, he does not have an Instagram account.
A Twitter account.
He does not have
a Twitter account.
In other words, the Instagram numbers didn't matter.
Exactly.
That's the moral of the story. That's the moral.
So you can watch Alto Kings as of tomorrow in theaters.
Okay, the parenting?
The parenting, I thought you'd dislike this one. But let me tell you what was interesting for me is that, look, Hollywood is trying something here, and HBO, unfortunately, also is losing the plot a little bit. But I thought this was an interesting one because it is quite topical right now. Mm-hmm. The movie itself is doing really, really well. It came out on the 11th of March. On the 13th of March, I beg your pardon. And here's the story. It's very simple. It is not a bend your mind in any way, but they're in a haunted house. Airbnb, full stop. Two couples.
The younger couple and the parent couple.
The two parent couples. And so there's the couple and their parents.
And the parents, yes.
And they are coming in because one wants to propose to the other. Mm. And they want the parents to meet each other. And then there's a haunted house situation going on board there. Mm. Interestingly for me, it was the story that they told around the adoption of one of the characters. Mm. Because you also, who you expect to be the uppity, classist family is a family that you wouldn't... I think it would be. And more importantly, the person who you think should have the understanding of what it means to be from a behavioral point of view, from a mental illness point of view, is the most problematic person in the cast. And for me, that was interesting to watch because it's seeing all these loopholes that were left untied. It's a movie that's not going to change your life, but if you want something where you're going to be able to laugh, it's a bit dark, has a bit of comedy and a little bit of horror in it, this is the one for you. And it is on HBO, and it has been screening since the 13th of March.
The Residence.
So, this is my thing. Okay, a whodunit.
This was nice.
I enjoyed it.
This was nice.
A series as well, so it's not just a movie.
It's nice.
It comes from Shonda Lance. Shonda is...
So she's doing that thing about representation, which is beautiful.
Absolutely. The Residence really filters around the White House.
Yes.
And there's a nice state banquet downstairs. Someone is killed. We want to know how they were killed.
Yeah.
Then there's this wonderful interplay, which is what I enjoyed, between the upstairs and the downstairs, mm-hmm. right? The people who are the served and the servers. And how the interplay between those characters works. For me, it was actually funny because if you think about what's happening in the White House right now...
It is funny.
It is really
funny. For me,
funny.
That was the real fun
exactly.
Of this film right now. I mean, they would die if they had this kind of a person there.
Oh, no. And the fact that the investigator, who's Cordelia Kapp, is someone who's black, who isn't skinny... who isn't, you know, the archetype that you expected is... And the writing's been pretty good. I really enjoy the wit of
writing. It's witty.
Good humor, as only Shonda will do. And a friend of mine made the comment that it's wonderful to see her back in the White House without Olivia Pope. So it is airing. As of today, you can go and watch it on Netflix.
Go.
Yes, South Africa. Also on Netflix, airing tomorrow. A wonderful story about a young runner who gets a scholarship. This resonates with me because I'm on a scholarship baby as well. And it's a wonderful way to see the differences when we start going into schools as people who are, in inverted commas, previously disadvantaged, right? Mm-hmm. Sort of how the interplay is as the scholarship baby, the charity baby who comes in with just the talent and none of the pedigree. Here, the issue also comes because this young runner, he also gets into a bit of trouble and his future is almost in jeopardy. You know, he needs to figure out if he's going to tell the truth and man up to what he has done, or he's going to take a chance at his future and sort of hide what he's done so that he can prevail in his life. It is absolutely a beautiful cast, many unknown faces, and it is on Netflix as of tomorrow. It's called Go.
Thank you, Leroy. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye-bye.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.